B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Sign up for a My Big Y digital account and receive personalized offers and more. Download the My Big Y app to create your digital account or visit BigY.com today and start saving.
Elliot.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing... We don't have to be so formal.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can call him a piece of... It's okay.
We don't have to be mean.
That kind of language, I'm stuck.
How about somewhere in between?
Okay.
So, Elliot's on with us, and he's going to tell us a story about presuming somebody who's not getting back to you for a date or something?
Yes, sir. I met this lovely young lady at the movie theater in the arcade after I saw Avengers Endgame, which was fantastic, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And we went out. Yes. I don't want to spoil anything. And then we went out for a couple of times.
Too late.
And we had a really good time. And then the last time we went out, I thought she was good. You know, I hadn't showered in like a couple of days because I had been playing Fortnite for a while. But,
oh, God.
What?
Wait. You didn't shower?
Well, yeah. Well, it was only like two or three days, but yeah, it wasn't that long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Proceed.
Dude, oh my God.
I don't know what I could say to that. I mean, clearly this is a regular thing for you. So what happened? So last time she didn't that you saw her, by any chance did she vomit and run out of the room, or what happened?
No, I thought she was. She may have gagged. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that, but it seemed like we connected on different levels. I just don't understand why she wouldn't call me back. I texted her at least 5 or 6 times consecutively, but not like a lot. Like, you know, I waited some time, like 8, 9, 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm stumped. I don't know what it could be.
Are you? Yeah.
He's a stinky serial texter. But what could it be? Okay, so, sir, stay quiet. We're going to try and call her next, okay?
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I am folding my hands in prayer. I'm down on my knees hoping that Becky answers the phone. Because we just spoke to Elliot, and Elliot said that last time he saw Becky, he went 2 or 3, you're not even sure how many days without showering?
Oh, it wasn't more than 3, but I don't think it was that long.
Okay.
I used a lot of cologne, I think.
Okay.
Cover up the phone.
Yeah.
So he went a few days without showering because
he put flowers over crap. That's awesome.
And so then he didn't hear from her, and so he started to binge text her, and she still didn't respond.
Oh, man.
So now we're going to try and call her, and I hope that she answers so much because I just can't figure out why she's not calling you back.
Hello?
Hi, is this Becky?
Who's calling me?
This is the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, our radio station. Is this Becky?
Oh, yeah, but I don't really have time right now. I
got to
go to work.
Wow.
Okay, Becky, please.
That sigh was so
please,
extra.
If you just give us, I can explain to you. It's a good thing why we're calling you.
All right, go.
Okay. First of all, I want to say, there is a God. Okay, second of all, so we got your phone number from a guy who wants to take you out on a really nice date, and we will pay for the date. That's why we're calling you. So basically, all you got to do is name a place that you want to go, show up, and we'll take care of everything else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm having some trouble in that department.
Yeah, really? Is that so? Okay, how about this? I'll even tell you the name of the guy so you'll know what you're getting into.
Okay.
Okay. So now, when you said you were having trouble in the guy department, does the name...
I just need a real man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So does the name Elliot fit into that box?
What a reaction!
Oh, my God.
Is Elliot the guy that you were talking about when you said you were having trouble in the guy department?
Well... I mean, there's a couple, but he's the worst.
He's the worst. Okay, because Elliot called us up, and I got to tell you, he sounds like a really innocent gentleman.
Listen, I, like I said, I need a real man. This dude was, I mean, he was cool in the beginning, but then after a while, I was getting this weird vibe. Like he always said he had to be home by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to get earlier and earlier. It was like 5-6 o'clock. So finally, on the like fifth date, everything came together. It totally made sense because we get to his house and he introduces me to the biggest psycho bitch on the planet.
What? The biggest?
His grandmother. His grandma. His mima. This woman is the devil.
Well, okay.
What?
He moved in with him, okay? Uh-huh. Now, I guess he owns his house, but she makes him live in the attic. And there's no windows. It's like a chicken coop up in there. It's
oh my God.
Like, literally does whatever this bitch wants. Like, you have no idea how many times I wanted to just, like, punch that bitch in the throat and throw her down the stairs.
Oh my God.
Okay, stop talking. Okay,
Is it that bad?
No, I'm just going to stop you right there, Becky, because Elliot's on the phone and he's listening to what you're saying. And
oh my God. What are you? Are you kidding me right now? Why would you do that to me? That's like a ambush, bro.
I didn't think you were going to call his grandmother a bitch multiple times.
And threaten to kill her.
Yeah. Elliot, are you still there?
Yes, and I'm fuming right now. Becky, you are not a nice lady. I don't like you saying that stuff about my Nona.
Dude, your grandma was crazy, okay?
She's a sweet old lady.
Like,
you
asked her if you could stay out a little bit later with me because you had a good vibe with me and stuff, and she straight up slapped you in the face.
Wow.
Like, what are you, 16? Are you kidding me right now?
This is how we show affection in our house. It was
slapsy?
It wasn't hard at all. It did not hurt. You are not a nice lady.
Okay, first of all, you Norman Bates psycho motherfucker, hold on. Because your grandma kept giving me the side eye.
She has a lazy eye.
Oh, my God.
I
do not like her.
It's all a misunderstanding, you know? Maybe you should...
Nah.
How about this? How about we do... We're willing to throw in a little extra money, so it'll be a date between you two and Grandma can come to...
Oh, hell no. No.
You say I'm the crazy one? You just said you wanted to throat punch my grandmother and kick her down the stairs. Who says that?
Good point.
No. I didn't say you were the crazy one. I said your Nana, your Mima, your granny is the crazy bitch.
It's Nona, you stupid bitch. I don't want like
to. Elliot, we will not tolerate that language. Okay, so...
Does he still even want to go out with her?
Yeah, Elliot,
question.
So should we ask her officially if she wants another date?
No, I do not. I do not want to see that woman ever again. Thank you.
Yeah, good. I hope your grandma dies tonight.
Okay, that's way over the line.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Yeah, Malcolm rolls the dice hard and ends up... Well, he's on the second date up there on 10th. That's how he ends up. 8:10 mañana with the get up for Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.